We have a couple new sponsors in 2018. Rob Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage. You can reach him at 855-350-1015 or online at robsellsnj.com. True story, Rob sold my house in 3 days. I spent a lot of time in real estate. I'm a licensed broker in a few states, and I can tell you, Rob Dukansky is the best. We're happy to have him on board, Speaking Millennial. Our other big sponsor for 2018, CSI Group. The CSI Group, you can reach them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS or csicpa.com. This is a family business, but they've got locations all over New York and New Jersey. And I'm going to tell you, taxes are too complicated to go it alone. Don't think that you're going to go online and just plug and play and get it done. You don't want to have a letter from the IRS a couple years after you file your taxes and find out you made a big mistake. And the CSI Group will give you a free consultation. So all you got to do is call them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS and they will help you out. Remember, you don't know what you don't know. I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors, great sponsor, good friend, Vinny Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinny Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost, absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food and hospitality. Stressfactory.com.
Looking for a car, new or used? This is Jay Black to tell you there's no better destination than our friends at the Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, located on Route 202 and 31 in Flemington and at Flemington.com. Here you will find 16 automotive brands, plus over 500 available certified pre-owned vehicles to fit every budget. You'll get the financing, the trade-in value, and the credit you need, and dependable vehicle service maintenance that delivers peace of mind. Choose from Ford, Lincoln, Audi, Volkswagen, Porsche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Infiniti, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, BMW, and Subaru. Shop them all, knowing every Flemington Car and Truck Country location has earned the coveted dealer-rated customer satisfaction award for 2017 based on your reviews. The Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, an honest, straightforward organization that has been satisfying customers for over 40 years. Family, independent, not corporate. Visit any of their 8 dealership locations on routes 202 and 31 in Flemington or at Flemington.com. There's a lot of really cool stuff about our new sponsor, Tito's Handmade Vodka. And I could tell you about all of it. I could tell you how great it tastes. I could tell you how it's the best way to relax after a hard day. I could tell you that it's distilled from corn, so it's gluten-free. I could tell you that it's made right here in America, in Texas. And not just Texas, the best part of Texas, Austin. It's the best part of Texas. I could tell you the thing I love most about Tito's Handmade Vodka. They use old-fashioned pot stills and they taste test every batch. It's the same way that they make fine single malt scotches and high-end French cognac. Why is this amazing? Well, it's amazing because, as John F. Kennedy said, we don't go to the moon because it's easy. We go to the moon because it's hard. And this is a harder way to make vodka, but it makes for better vodka. That's why it's handmade vodka, and that's why you got to go out and get Tito's Handmade Vodka right now.
All right, that was John Colby. So you were very polite, Jay.
Yeah,
but I think he held his ground.
Sure. No, I mean, he got to the point where he didn't have to be funny all the time.
I'm trying not to picture him as the electrician coming into his house.
That's how I would do it.
It's awkward.
But you see, here's the thing. Okay, here's what I'm going to say. Right? It's hard to be funny.
Jessica went right to her phone the minute I said, why don't you guys improv together? And Jessica could be like the subject improvisation person.
I was like, no, that's not
happening.
I wasn't
trying to put you on the spot. I just thought that could be funny. He wasn't buying, though.
Well, he kept making jokes that you guys were just not laughing at.
I love that it's us. Yeah, no. You know what? I did notice that.
Did you think that was funny? The jokes were funny, though?
No, but here's why. Okay, fair enough. But I think that you insult somebody if you laugh at something that is not funny.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
I would rather have silence.
Yeah. Awkward. Well, you live in the awkward silence.
I love the awkward.
Just like I do on stage.
Jessica was there for the very first time when I decided,
that was great.
That was great. I'm like, she's like, you know, it was 5 seconds.
It was awesome.
And I'm like, I can do this.
I feel like
that was the original muffin joke, which now I think is going to be the joke that we can no longer speak of.
I feel like he was
Trev ruined it.
In all honesty, I think what the yeast infection. I thought that was a pretty good improv I did earlier. The it yeast infection one. Okay,
Charleston Chew.
I see. I can improv.
You can improv. That's it.
But when I think he was kind of overselling, it sounded sort of like somebody was calling you up to like tell you about this new power drink that they're like doing a pyramid scheme on, where he was like, it can make you a better leader. Yeah. That's a bunch of hogwash.
I know a lot of people that are going to improv nights.
That's a bunch of bullshit.
Like for fun. But I think they just like getting up on stage.
No, but that's fine if you just want to get up on stage.
I said millennials. I think so. I think it is your generation.
But if you're just doing it because you're like, this will make me a better leader. Like if you.
Yeah, but I've said this about stand-up, that I think you are a better speaker if you can do stand-up. There's no presentation you can't
give. Because it's the hardest thing in the world to do.
So my son is going to do it.
Nice.
Perfect. I love that.
So he's 15. He's got his first job working for our great sponsor, Vinnie Brand, Stress Factory.
Stress Factory.
Where he's improv, in the kitchen making desserts.
Is improv coming is June never. 2nd? Will this air before Father's Day?
It won't. I don't know.
When's Father's Day?
I don't know. When is Father's Day? I was going to ask you that.
You know, okay, here's the thing.
July. He's going to do an open mic night.
Yeah.
Because he's working there. And I'm like, I'll take you after school's out. So he and I are working on his set this weekend.
Bill,
that's really funny.
Stop. He's got a couple. He's got it already written.
Don't send him to an open mic night. That's death. Because it's other comics you're performing for. In July, I'm going to be doing Rowan's 10 welcome nights. Yeah. Have him come do that. Because that audience will be 400 people. It's every Monday and Thursday through all of July.
Really?
Yeah, tell him.
He'd love that. I'll tell him.
Come to that.
I just thought because he works at the Stress Factory, he was going to get on stage with his Stress Factory official uniform and apron.
Here's the thing, though. An open mic is all
hard work. It's working in the kitchen.
It's all those other comics, and they're awful, and they don't laugh, and you don't get a sense of anything if it's good or not.
I've done it. I've done it to silence.
Does he eat the
beignets? So it's funny. We have a whole conversation about that. He's like, Dad, if you come, don't order the beignets. They're the hardest thing to do.
Oh.
So we've
gone.
They're
good, though.
They're really good.
Yeah.
The beignets at Stress Factory are great.
Well, first off, I don't know what a beignet is.
They're
I know
carbs.
What a was it?
They're yeah, it's like a puff pastry. It's like a pastry.
Oh, that's good.
I think they put chocolate on it.
It's a carb overload. Yeah,
it's so good.
I know.
They're like deep fried. It's like deep fried dough.
So I know beignets. I don't know beignets.
Different kind of.
They both bring pleasure, Bill. They both warm you up in the places you need warming.
Jay, but you're a sick pup.
Tell him, come with me to the
You want me to talk him out of the open mic night?
If he wants to do the open mic night, he can.
Well, he's taking my input.
Both.
What do you think?
If
he's taking my input, he's funny because he's got two bits already done. He said, here's the challenge. Some of the funny stuff happens in the Stress Factory kitchen. So he's like, that could be really awkward.
So here's the thing.
I can't really do the bit.
If he
I'm like, you're right.
If he performs at the Stress Factory, it's going to be a bunch of weirdo comics. If he performs at Rowan, it'll be a bunch of 18-year-old girls. Tell him which one would he prefer.
Do 18-year-old girls go to like that? I would think that's all guys.
No. It's welcome. So it's like, I am mandatory. Like they have to go through all of their like orientation, which I don't think you can say it's PC. You can't say orientation. They get done. No, I'm only joking.
But you don't know today. I don't know. Bill, what can you say? I'm like, wait. What?
Bill, I was improv-ing. And as we could tell from that phone call, when you improv a joke, not that funny.
But he was a good sport, though, John.
No, he was a great sport.
And my guess is he's very funny on stage. Because I think you're right, Jessica. Your friends go and they laugh.
Yeah.
Because it's funny in the context because the expectation is that dude's making that shit up as he's talking.
Here's the thing.
I think it's the first curse in 3 episodes.
Wow. Way to bring us down, Bill.
Yeah. Wow. Holy shit, Bill.
Sorry, guys.
You really effed up.
Way to lower the goddamn bar. No, here's the thing. I guarantee you, if you
takes
were
to, it too far,
if
always
you,
does.
If
always
you,
does. One step too far. Here's a line. There's Jay.
If you were to go to an improv show, I guarantee you, those of
I would
you
laugh. I think I would laugh.
But listen, it'd be
whose line is it anyway? Very funny.
It'd be 2.5 hours long. Add up the laughs. I guarantee you, it wouldn't be as many laughs as you get in a half hour of a good stand up.
So I, observing, because I end up because I have to pick them up. So Jody and I switch off. We like to pick them up at like 11 o'clock, or sometimes we go early and catch the late show.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I have seen so much comedy in the last 4 months.
Yeah, you're tired of it.
You don't even laugh.
No, I don't. I laugh at nothing.
Oh my God. I'm inundated with comedy.
Wait, what about your son? Does he still like it? Or does he not be? Is he not watching it?
He doesn't hear a lot of it. Like, you hear some of it.
He's like working.
So he did. Listen to this. So Jody was driving him. It was a two Saturday. I don't know what I was. I had something. So Jody's taking him to work. She's on the turnpike because they were coming from somewhere else. And, no, she was not on the turnpike. She's on Route 1 going up to New Brunswick. Vinny calls. Mm-hmm. I see a missed call. Turns out Vinny called me and hung up because he realized it was smarter to call Jody because you. So she's like, hey, he's like, hey, can you meet me at exit 11 on the turnpike? I need a guy in the kitchen in Bridgewater. Bridgeport.
Yeah.
So he's got a new thing. So Michael worked till 4 a.m. because they did the late show there and then he drove him back. Dice Clay was on stage.
In Connecticut? Right.
Connecticut, yeah. So he opened the new thing.
That's not like a close part of...
No, it's like 3 hours away. So literally they're 15 minutes from the Stress Factory. Vinny calls, he's like, hey, I'll pick him up at exit 11. I need him in Bridgeport.
That's nice.
It was great.
It's a nice compliment.
Michael felt like, okay, I'm ready. So he works the night in Bridgeport. And he said, so they get home and he's like, yeah, Dice Clay.
Yeah.
I'm like, a little crude.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this. He's literally doing the same thing he was doing.
Yeah, it's not great.
30 years ago.
Not great.
But he killed. He said the crowd loved him.
Well, yeah.
It's almost a cult with Dice Clay.
Because they're his fans.
They're his fans. Mm-hmm. And they love him. And it's so over the top. And I said, how over the, he's like, Dad, like.
Dice Clay could go on Times Square and murder someone and his fans would still vote for him.
I wanted to ask you about this.
Yes.
Listen to this. Mm-hmm. So here's the other thing that he's learned. That some of the comics, Dice Clay is one, Craig Robinson the other, who's mm-hmm. already been on the show a couple weeks ago because this is dropping after.
Right.
Craig Robinson from The Office.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them have a similar open.
Dice comes
on, doesn't say a word
mm-hmm.
for like a minute. He just kind of does his grunts and his moves and his shimmy. And he's like, and people are laughing.
Mm-hmm.
Like the anticipation of the first word. So I'm thinking in terms of set time.
Right.
I'm like, if you can get there, that's a minute of your set.
You don't have to worry about it. Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I love that.
You don't do that.
I saw a guy not get laughs one time.
To do that?
Yeah.
What happened? Who was it? Do you remember?
I can't remember his name. No.
What happened? He came on like, you should know who I am and you're lucky I'm here.
Aren't I cute? Yeah.
That doesn't work.
Best one I saw, I opened for...
See, I don't think I could pull off...
No, I think some people can't. Yeah. I don't know why.
I opened for Bobcat Goldthwaite. Remember Bobcat?
Oh, yeah.
His opening line was fantastic. He gets up and he looks around and he's like, yeah, you look different too. That was great.
That's funny.
That's a great laugh.
That is funny.
He's fantastic.
And you laugh.
Oh, yeah. No, if you get a chance, go
I
see
think
him.
You'd laugh at Dice.
Yeah, no, I mean, I would laugh at Dice.
I just watched all of The Office.
You binge watched The Office?
I finished it.
It's a great series.
It took me a couple months, but
really?
Yeah.
I didn't like Pam at the end with the camera guy. That hurt my. I had a stomach ache.
Wait, what happened?
Not great.
Pam only in like season three.
Pam.
And it's funny because
I'm kidding.
Comedy Central right now is playing it all the time.
Yeah.
And
did you watch it on Netflix?
There was the Pam scene was on, so I watched it on Netflix. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the Pam scene was on when my dad was watching. Comedy Central, and I was like, turn it off.
Yeah.
You didn't want to know how it ended.
I'm like a couple episodes away, and I don't recognize that guy.
Yeah, she was with the John guy.
John Krasinski.
She was first with the guy in the mailroom,
mm-hmm.
or whatever, in the loading dock.
Was it Roy?
That didn't work out.
No, it didn't. Because Roy was kind of
Roy's fault, though.
He was a jerk.
We didn't blame Pam for that, did we?
Steve Carell left, and there were like two more years of the show that mm-hmm. kept going.
Who took over for Steve Carell?
They upped
not
Andy.
Really. Yeah.
And they had James Spader came
oh,
in
James
for a little
Spader.
Bit as somebody California.
Now, he could get away with that line.
They had Will Ferrell in like two episodes. That's
no, did they
yeah,
really?
They had Will Ferrell.
I think Will Ferrell's funny.
But
now Will Ferrell could get on stage and not talk for a minute and you'd laugh.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I'd die laughing.
You would just laugh.
did Pam...
I'm just laughing just thinking about it.
Right? See, that works.
Did Pam get physical with the camera guy? I can't remember.
No.
It just was an emotional
You didn't
thing.
Like it though. Why?
Because Pam and John and Jim, they need to be together. Jim?
Oh, because he was kind of hitting on her.
Yeah,
the camera guy was.
Yeah,
and she was.
He
good
got
with
fired.
That.
He got fired for her.
Jim was starting a business in Philadelphia and didn't have enough time for Pam because he's trying to build a life.
So does Pam leave him?
No, they stay together, but it gets weird.
They end on that? They end on like a weird cliffhanger?
No. It was in that last
season.
How does
it end? So I don't have to watch it.
Jim murders Pam.
Oh,
and eats
end
her.
Of
and
show.
Then, and then
end
eats,
of show.
And then eats
Go to
her.
Black.
And then eats her body.
cannibalized.
Jessica, how did it actually end?
No, that's how it ended.
That's how it ended.
Really? You're going to make me watch it?
By the way, I just...
I'm not going to watch it.
Hey, everybody, I just improv'd that. Look at that. It was so hard to do. It was so difficult. I didn't have 10 hours to write it. I just had to think of it off the top of my head. Here's the thing about improv. Improv is salad. We are steak.
I love steak.
You get more nutrition from us in one little bite than you do in that whole buffet.
But to be fair to the improv world, you need the salad to move the steak through the intestines. Otherwise, you end up like John Wayne.
Number one, who wouldn't want to end up like John Wayne? Like
20 pounds of undigested meat.
You know what that I call that?
Do you think that's true or is that an urban legend? I've heard that.
What?
Wait, did you eat steak? Oh, you told us the story.
The steak. Yeah. I can tell it again. Because I'm now thinking about the steak and the pork belly.
I just didn't finish the story.
It was so good.
Do you know what John Wayne
said? Wait a minute. What about I'm hungry.
You should have steak tonight. What about this pig roast? Did I talk about that?
Yeah, you talked about the pig roast.
I mentioned it. I don't think I went into detail.
That was
what I'm expecting to get out of it. Like, I'm thinking the pork belly, the cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
Oh, no. That's why, where'd your parents go? They used to have the Agricola.
Oh, yeah. They still
I
have that,
still
right?
not gone.
You've
I don't
never
know.
Gone
I've
there.
Never gone. How long has it been
I went to
open?
The Dinky Bar on Mother's Day.
Isn't it great?
Yes.
Didn't I tell you?
Good cocktails.
The Dinky Bar?
Ah, no, the Dinky Bar. The
Dinky Bar.
Like it's a little train from...
Do you know what
it's
that
like
is?
Crude. What is it's it? The train from Princeton to Princeton Junction.
Dinky?
It's one car.
Is that what...
Or two cars.
Is it always called a Dinky?
Yeah, it's been called the Dinky. So they moved the Dinky. The Dinky was moved 300 yards. And they put two restaurants. One is Cargo, which you also should try.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Haven't been there either.
It's over the top. It's French. It's delicious.
Ooh.
The breakfast is, I mean, it's great.
I'm going to France.
Are you
for
going
your
to France?
Honeymoon?
Oh, for your honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Bonn would be great there. That's Bonn. That's good in France.
That's good. Is that good?
Yeah. I improv that. Did you see that?
I don't think your accent's good, though.
Do you know what John Wayne's real name is?
What?
Marion. Not making that up. It's
Marion
I've
Wayne.
Heard that.
His name is
but
Marion.
But I want to go back to the Dinky it. Bar.
Yeah, Dinky Bar. That's actually the name of the stripper that's going to show up for Jessica.
Oh, that's who's showing up. Right.
Hey,
no,
I hear...
It's one of the only places that has a cocktail with absinthe.
Mm-hmm.
But is it real absinthe? Is it real, like, 19th century Sea
so
the Green
here's
Fairy
the thing.
Absinthe?
I asked that question of my friends who own restaurants, and I'm like, is it back? They're like, yes, it's no longer illegal. However, it is made differently.
They don't do it
so
with the wormwood.
Not, yes.
Yeah.
They do it... Wormwood, it's like a hallucinogenic.
And it's still very... It's like licorice-y.
But if you don't taste it, because I don't like licorice.
Mm-hmm.
This cocktail was delicious.
Black licorice, why does it still exist?
I hate it. Who likes it? I don't even like the jelly beans. I pick them out.
Now, black licorice, the stripper, I think that Jessica's going to enjoy. But the actual black licorice that you eat, I improv that, everybody, off the top of my head. Improvers, you remember we said he did stand-up? He didn't do stand-up.
I'll bet he did.
But not professionally. Yeah, because improvers can't...
Technically, I've done it professionally.
Wait, he is from the
right?
Midwest,
what's
though,
that mean? He got paid for it?
No, but like not like...
Yeah, I think he had a Southern accent.
He's
you should
like
have talked about
nice.
Charleston. He is a super
I know,
nice guy.
He like jumped right on that too.
You should have talked about that.
But
and save Jay.
I'm not planning The Bachelorette. I'm just leaving that to other people.
You're not doing anything with
I don't know
it.
A
are you
single
giving
detail.
Input though?
I like, gave input asking on you? The place.
Is your sister asking you? You had input on where?
Mm-hmm. That was it.
Are you guys driving or flying?
Flying.
Jessica, you can't...
First class.
You can't. It's, you
I'm
can't
to think there's
like
a restaurant.
13
there.
Hours
to drive? Drive. Yeah.
Yeah.
You I can't. Just so you know,
like I like to drive.
When you request hungover? The stripper, don't. You can't suggest his ethnicity. That's racist. You just take what you.
I
get.
Don't think there's going to be a stripper.
I guarantee you, there's going to be a stripper.
I think like we have a bet coming.
I think it's going to.
You want to bet? When is it?
It is the 13th of July.
13th of July.
So
my birthday,
we're
July 16th.
So here's the thing. So your wedding is
August
only like
4th.
2 weeks later.
Yeah.
And all right. So that.
Oh, yeah. And you got vacation time.
I'm off for 2 weeks. So we
yeah,
have to. What, so
you're going to be the stripper. I think that's the big surprise. I put it together.
Okay. First of all, there will be no stripper. Second of all, let's move on.
I can't help you.
Hey, everybody. My name is Bill Spadia, but my character is Chasing Nudes. Chasing Nudes.
Chasing Nudes.
There you go.
That's pretty good, Jay.
Yeah,
you
follow me on Twitter.
Improv.
Yeah, because I'm good at being funny.
You
I don't
are.
Need to, I
truthfully,
don't need,
you are funny.
So I can just improv shit.
You are funny.
I keep telling Chase that the wedding hashtag is Chip Loves Nuts.
Nice. I like that.
Nice. I like that.
Didn't you make that up? I feel like you did.
I think that was Jay.
That sounds like something I would
it's
say.
It's definitely
I mean,
something
I don't
know. Say. Yeah, I think so.
I can't keep track of all my nuts-related jokes.
They haven't,
no.
Right?
No.
All right.
Sorry we talk about my wedding so much.
I love it. I could talk about your wedding all day.
Let me tell
you
something. Better to talk about your wedding than Jay's therapy. Right. So this is actually working out great.
This counts as my therapy.
This does count.
Yeah.
All right. So the wedding's coming up August 4th. Your bachelor party's the 13th. So that means that we're not going to be able to record in between the 13th and the 4th.
Yeah.
However, we do need to do a special wedding episode.
Yeah.
We should invite her to come on the show. So listen to this. So we got a sponsor now for the wedding segment that we're doing with Jessica.
Cupcakes.
It's House of Cupcakes.
Oh, yeah. We'll have to have Kristen on.
We should have Kristen on. We'll do a wedding podcast. Yeah, so Kristen, my producer, is getting married. But she's not getting married until like 2020.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have a gap in between your wedding and her wedding. You know what I'm going to do?
My wife
is a sponsor for 6 months. So I want to do the follow-up on the honeymoon.
All right.
We want tape from the honeymoon.
Advice. No, I want you to give advice to people.
Just audio
on the what?
We tape from the honeymoon.
You don't have to make it crude. I'm just saying I want to talk about.
Why are you making it crude? It could just be them talking in France. It could be like, oh, I do one character. It's my French waiter.
You know, I feel like I spent half the podcast apologizing for Jay.
Do you want me to?
I apologize to the guest. I'm now apologizing to you.
Would you like me to improv my French waiter? Would you like some Nutella pancakes?
Do you need Jessica to answer that question?
Yeah, it's improv. Bill, we have each other's backs.
I have your back.
It's not just me alone.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I do one character. I do Jonas Salk's wife.
I was doing schedule.
Here we go. Ready? You know what doesn't have polio? My roast. Maybe you could get in on time.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, there you go.
You think Jonas Salk's wife, that was all about being late for dinner?
Oh, she gave him, I guarantee you.
He got a lot of shit for that.
What I know about wives, it does not matter what you're doing. Because here's my theory on men. Men have male energy. And that male energy can be attacked to anything. So it can be, I'm going to cure polio. And it can also be, I'm going to build a potato gun. Like those in a male brain.
Yeah, but you can make a lot of money on the potato gun.
Yeah, no, but both of those things are equal. Where it's like if you came in.
A male brain.
In a male brain. So women, they've evolved to be able to direct that male energy.
I think Chris has to come on the podcast.
Christina?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, she'll tell you. Like if I get.
No, but I think she needs to. Like I think.
Yeah, I can get energized.
We're going to talk about the whole thing.
I get energized. The group text.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The group text, pictures.
What picture? Oh, yeah, I send pictures.
Pictures. We got to talk about the pictures.
Yeah, I send pictures to my wife to let her know that I'm at where I said I'm at.
This is what So we're at this meeting.
Uh-huh.
And, I was wondering, and you didn't, it was just me. Because you're like, Bill understands.
Yeah, no,
she's not going to say anything. And you're like, with Pete, you're like, you were going to do it at dinner.
No, but she doesn't know who Pete is.
Because that could have been weird.
I'd take a picture of you.
Oh, I see.
And she knows who you are.
Right. He just snapped a picture of you and
no, he's
it.
Like, no, we did a whole thing. We did a selfie, I did a point, and he texted it right away.
Everywhere you go, though.
Uh-huh, I do that all the time.
That's true. I do that.
Yeah.
But this had a purpose. This is like, we weren't tweeting this. This is like, hey, just so you know, here's
where I am. And I also sent her a dick pic. Not of mine. I go to the bathroom. I say, excuse me, do you mind if I take a picture of your wiener and send it to my wife so she knows that. No, Bill, I'm improvising.
So we need a date after June 2nd.
I'm so uncomfortable.
This is where I was going with this. We need it, right?
Huh? Yeah.
How did that devolve? Poor Christina. That's what I'm thinking right now. Poor Christina. Right?
I'm going to stay in character, Bill. I am an electrician. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just here to fix the board.
So is she coming on the podcast?
Chris, I'll get her to come on. Yeah. You can interview her.
I think so.
Yeah.
Will she come on? Do you want to text her now?
Yeah.
Will Chase come on? He won't come on.
Absolutely not.
No.
Sometimes I see he tweets and it really gets me. I think it's so funny.
He's on Twitter?
Yeah, he's on Twitter.
I didn't think he was on Twitter.
And every once in a while, because I guess I'm like following him, I'll see.
I was going to say, does he follow you?
Of course, everyone has to follow me.
Does he retweet you though?
No.
See, doesn't that drive you crazy?
Basically doesn't count.
I have now been telling people on the radio. I'm like, you know, I'm Bill Spadia on Instagram. It wouldn't kill you to like a couple of pictures.
Yeah. Well, now that you can mute people on Instagram, you can follow Bill and not even really need to, you know, look at his stuff.
No. You want to see my stuff. It's good.
No, I don't think so.
I think it's very...
Bill, I'm improving.
No, you're still a character.
My electrician character.
So, Jessica, we need a date before...
Hang on. That's my wife calling.
Oh, all right. Good. Before...
call into this number.
Hold on 1 second. Hey, honey, you're on the podcast. We want to know if you want to come on and...
Hi,
and,
Christina. Like,
you want to know if I want to... Hi. You want to know if I want to do what now?
Come on and be on the podcast.
Like, right now?
Not right now.
You're actually on right now.
You're on right now. But like as an official guest, because they, Bill and Jessica, I have a theory, feel bad for you on a near constant basis.
Oh, I don't think it's a theory. I think we've said it openly.
You want me on the podcast? You sure you want to give out all that dirt?
Yeah, no, I believe me, you don't listen to the podcast, but if you heard, I basically, it's my therapy.
So here's what we're going to do with Christina right now. We're going to talk about the next episode and schedule a date.
Okay. All right, cool.
So we'll give you time to think through just how much dirt you want to send out.
Are we picking a date right now?
Yeah, I think we should.
Okay.
Should we not do this?
No, Bill. I don't need to prepare. I'm good. I'll give you anything you want.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. So she's good to go.
It's like improv.
Hey, Chris, you're a good improver.
You can improv.
We just had an improver on, and you know my feelings about improvers, honey.
Oh, you do. You are not a fan.
See? She's heard me talk about this. I'm not a fan of improvers.
But this is still technically the improv episode.
Honey, this guy came on and he said, you know, improvers don't need to be funny all the time. And then he proceeded to prove it through the entire interview.
That's terrible.
That's so mean.
He was such a nice guy.
He was nice.
And on stage, there's a difference. Like, I don't think I could. I don't know. I don't even know what to say. Like, now I'm feeling for the guy.
Yeah.
I am going to buy tickets to his next show. That's what's going to happen.
Out in the hotbed of entertainment in Southwest Indiana.
No, he said New York.
No, he travels.
He's in Indiana.
Okay,
that's where he's from.
He teaches high school in Indiana.
I know, but that doesn't mean that's the only place he does improv.
Kind
of
does.
He's thinking of a place.
Jessica, are you picking dates?
June 2nd, we are doing.
What about June 27th?
June 27th.
That's a Wednesday.
Yeah, I can do that. Can you do that?
I can also do Thursday the 28th. Hey, wait, when is the next wedding episode?
I'm performing on Thursday the 28th. So
I'm not sure, actually.
I think it's June 1st. Are you here June 1st? We should probably end this podcast and then have this conversation.
Yeah, great.
Hey, Chris, anyway, so
thanks for joining
us. Thank you, everyone. All good stuff. Just make sure that if you've heard this because you downloaded it, subscribe so you don't have to wait for the next one.
Exactly.
Subscribe, rate, review, and follow me on Twitter at Bill Spadia. Follow Jessica at Chasing Jess Nutt. And catch Jay wherever
Check
you find him.
Check me out at Comedy Sports. It's an improv thing that I do.
See, I don't want you to...
Bye.
The challenge, Jay, is that it diminishes the value of the real Twitter handles we're putting out.
Oh, I see.
You get that?
I'm at improvnation.com. It's a lot of fun. Come check me out. I play an electrician.
We'll see you next time.